Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Come in.
Matthew, I'm sorry to disturb you, but there's a customer who wants to see you.
Oh, okay. Did they say what it was about?
No, she didn't, but she said there's nothing wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd better come and see what she wants then. Where is she?
She's with customer services.
Oh.
Watch out, Jim. Matthew's over there.
So?
Well, I thought you'd want to know, so you do your best.
Penny, I always do my best.
Oh, Jim, you know what I mean.
No, actually, I don't. Just because management are about doesn't mean to say I have to change my behaviour.
No, I know you don't.
So why say it then?
Because I thought you'd want to know he was there, that's all.
Well, I don't.
Well, you used to when Michael was around.
That was different.
Why?
Because I used to like Michael, that's why.
OK. Well, I won't tell you next time if that's how you feel.
Good. Because I'm not worried about Matthew being there. What does he know about running a shop?
Oh, come on. Look what he's done. The shop looks lovely and the staff toilets are brilliant.
Hmm. Well, anyone can put up a nice loo. That certainly doesn't make them a good manager.
Oh, I just wish Michael was here.
And why is that?
So he could cheer you up. Oh, for goodness sake, aren't you pleased to be back at work?
To be honest with you, Penny, I'm not sure that I am.
Helen, do we have any more carrot cake?
No, sorry, that was the last bit.
Oh, damn, I've got two that want some.
We'll offer them something else and then make sure you give them a decent slice, OK? Oh, sorry, Millie, I'll get out of your way.
OK, but I'm not sure they'll want something else.
Well, you can only try. So is it still busy out there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. So have you had to send anyone away?
No, not really, but there was one couple who said they'd come back when it was quieter.
Oh, well, I hope they do.
I think they will. Oh, that reminds me, they wanted a cream tea.
Well, both of them?
Yes.
Oh, well, you'd better go and put two by then.
But what if they don't come back?
Well, I think we'll just have to risk it. I don't want them to be disappointed if they do bother to come back.
Jim, you can go to lunch now.
Really? So, are you covering for me then?
Yes, so mind out, get out of the way.
But I thought I was on second lunch.
Oh, it's been changed, because James had to go home.
And why's that?
He had toothache or something.
Okay.
So, how are things? Have you been busy?
Yep, very.
Oh, gosh, look at these. Aren't they lovely?
Yeah, they're all right.
Oh, I've seen tons of new things I'd like to buy.
Well, I haven't.
Why? Are they too expensive for you?
No. No, it's not the cost that concerns me. It's the quality that I always look for.
Well, look at these. They're really posh. Look at the make.
Well, they're not something I'd have in my lounge.
Well, don't buy them then.
I won't. I'll save my money until I find something a little more tasteful.
Oh.
Right, see you later then.
Cool, he's a bit grumpy today.
Don't I know it. He's been right misery all morning.
But that's not like Jim.
I know. I wonder if it's because he didn't really want to come back to work.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. And it's obvious that he's not happy being here.
Gosh, I couldn't wait to come back.
No, neither could I.
Well, I wonder why he doesn't want to be here anymore.
I don't know. But I hope he cheers up this afternoon.
Oh, gosh, where am I supposed to put these?
Well, hang on. I'll move this lot and then you can put them here.
Oh, thanks. So where's Millie? She normally does the washing up.
She's gone to make a phone call.
What, when we're so busy?
Yes, I said she could. She's got to phone her mum to see how her sister Annette is getting on.
Oh, I see. That's the one who lives in France, isn't it?
Yes, and her mum's supposed to be getting an update from the hospital this afternoon to hear how she is.
She's got COVID, hasn't she?
Yeah, and she's very poorly with it.
Oh, I bet her mum feels awful she can't go and see her.
Well, I don't think she's allowed to at the moment, but I suppose, heaven forbid, if she died, she'd have to go over for the funeral.
I didn't think you could travel abroad for any reason now.
Oh, I'm not sure. But I think if there's a funeral you have to go to, you have to contact the embassy and get their permission or something like that.
Oh, poor Millie.
I know, she must be worried sick. But don't mention this to her, will you?
No, no, of course not. Has Annette lived there long?
I don't know. You know Millie, she doesn't really say a lot.
Well, let's hope she'll be all right.
Yeah. So, tell me, are there many customers now?
No, just the two.
Oh, and they are the ones that came back for the cream teas?
Yes, they are.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, Helen, today's been great, don't you think so?
Yes, I do. I think it's been very successful. And I couldn't have done it without you two. Oh, there's Millie. Oh, she doesn't look very happy.
Matthew, what did the customer want? Was it a problem?
No. She just wanted to have a chat about her new business.
Oh, and what's that then?
She's doing window displays, apparently.
Oh, I see. Well, from what I've heard, we always use someone who works in the shop to do ours.
Yes, I know. But it might be something worth thinking about. I mean, ours could be more,
creative?
Yes, exactly. They're not terribly, imaginative, are they?
yeah, no, not really.
So, remind me to show you her portfolio later, and then we can decide if we think it's worth giving her a go.
Okay, then. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye. Oh, sorry, madam.
Oh, no, no, sorry, it was all my fault. Oh, so you're Matthew Patterson.
Yes, that's right, and, how did you know that?
It's on your badge.
Oh, yes. I keep forgetting I'm wearing this blimmin' thing. Excuse me, please, I'll just squeeze past you if I may.
Oh, before you go, can I ask you something?
Oh, yes, of course you can. What is it?
Bye, Penny, and have a good evening.
I will. Oh, Jim, I thought you'd gone.
No, I got waylaid, but I am going home now.
So what happened to you this afternoon? I thought you were swapping with Tina.
Well, so did I, but they put me in men's to cover for Ian.
Oh, I see. So have you had a good day?
Yeah, it was okay.
And what do you think of all the new stuff?
It's all right, but I think things will be better when Michael gets back.
Oh, and why's that?
Because he'll be able to order some of the old stock. I think some of this new stuff is far too fancy.
Jim, I don't think Michael will be able to do that. Matthew's in charge of ordering now.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what the customers want.
Well, the shop has done very well today.
Ah, that's because people are desperate to come out after lockdown.
Maybe. But they've spent a lot of money as well.
Yes, because they're dying to. No, it won't last. It can't do. Give it a month and I'll bet there'll be redundancies.
Jim, why don't you, me, Mike and Kathy all meet up at the Fox this weekend? We can sit outside and it'll be like the good old days.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. It'll be fun. And I'll buy the first round.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. I'll book a table for six, OK?
You can book it, but I don't think Mike will come, if Kathy's there.
Yes, he will. And anyway, I'll have a word with her and tell her to watch what she says to Mike.
Well, I can't see her doing that. Anyway, how is she?
She's fine. And you could see for yourself on Saturday.
Oh, OK, but just for an hour, all right?
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Oh, it'll be so good. And now we've got something to look forward to.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.